beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok. Yes, welcome to my podcast, Everything Psionics and Magic Tech in this podcast. But tonight, I'm going to talk about your life, my life, the world, and what I call the umbrella monopoly. So tonight, we will affectionately give this podcast the title, Smashing the Penguin's Umbrella Monopoly. So without further ado, let us begin. Something inside of you desperately clings to a hope that things in the world will change. Your life will be fulfilled in the end, despite the great scheme of things in the world just beyond your reach and control. Yes, it's true. The world is run by an unfeeling group of monsters. No, not just one. Multiple goblins fretting over the possibility that their slave race, that means us, all of us, is going to rise up to overtake them and have real meaning in our lives for a change. Then there is, of course, the horde. I'm talking about the mindless zombies who sit in between us and our real enemy, sort of like a buffer zone of morons sheltering their cruel masters, and they're ready to give their lives for some people or some things, some creatures who don't give a damn about them or us. Yes, the world we live in. Yet something inside of you wants to change all of this. You know somehow, intuitively, that there is something that you can do, some power. If only you could find a path to take you to it. Then there's the money problem. You can't afford to equip yourself, get the tools that you need. Maybe studying under a psionics power master is not affordable to you. If this sounds like you, then I have some possible answers to help you. Well, you can start by preparing to join my Psionics Club. That will get you access to the documents, audios, videos, discounted materials, and my coaching messaging system. Some of you can't afford $30 each month, and I understand. You know, I actually set this price initially quite low, to $30 a month, to reduce what would ordinarily be, a good $100 each month to learn the true power of what I have to teach you. But still, society, as I understand it, is more expensive exponentially than what we can bring in. So here is what I have in mind for you. Do what I did. I cut my expenses. For instance, I discontinued my Apple Shared Music account. That's right. A good whopping, what was that, $14 a month or something? And, you know, it's great to have all the music you could want to listen to, but then I had to decide on what's more important for me in my life at this time. You know, I'm dropping my Adobe Image account as well. I'm discontinuing to pay for the bigwig stuff that I don't need. And that's the key. That's the real key here. Don't pay for things that you either don't need or that you're not really interested in. If you're not pursuing it, there's no need to buy it. People on the whole have gotten used to the idea of somebody else telling them what they need to watch on television, what movies are a quote-unquote must see, or you won't be cool with your friends and crap like that. Well, it is crap, so be smart and don't pay for it. I don't. You know something? I can actually say that, and it feels rather good to be a rebel, an outlaw from the system, and pay only for what I absolutely need to in my life. If I want knowledge from someone, I pay for it. I'll give you some examples. I've purchased books from my good friend Joshua Warren. I've purchased books from Michael Talbot, Donald Tyson, Edred Thorson, Robert B. Stone, and the list goes on. And one time, I wanted a Pragmatron radionic box, so I purchased one from Charles Cosimano. And hell, I know him personally, but I still paid him for the box. Do you know why? Because I respect the work. It deserves being paid for. So if there's somebody out there who you're following, and hopefully me, because I could use all the friends and colleagues I can get. Trust me, I do need your help. Then, put your energy where it needs to be. And if you need help, I might be able to redirect you and help you focus. So think of it this way. When you join my club, for instance, you're punching the globalist in the balls. And also because you're cutting ties from the big wig lobbyist. I mean, every time you buy Microsoft, for instance, and I'm not saying that you can't or that you shouldn't. It's up to you. You know what old Bill Gates does with his money? What's he using it for? You think it's for your benefit? For the benefit of the world? I don't know. I heard the guy wants to reduce our population. You know, even one time there's a video of him releasing mosquitoes in a live audience. Yeah, his audience. I mean, please think about where you put your energy, because let's face it, money is essentially energy. And it's a representation of your appreciation. Don't put it in the pocket of someone who wants to spray the world. I mean, I can barely even say this right because it makes my blood boil. He wants to spray the world with chemicals from drones and airplanes. I think they're already doing it, aren't they? Look out your window. Take a look at the sky. What do you see out there? What is that stuff, man? Does anybody ever bother to explain it to you? No, of course not, because you're not supposed to question it. You know why? Because they think that they're your masters. Well, are they? Well, you can make the decision about that if you want. Sulfuric acid, by the way, which is proposed to be dumped on us from contrails, is not a friendly substance. I'm no scientist, but, put two and two together. You know what I mean? Now, back to the club. If you join my club, I'm pretty much cool with everyone within reason. You know, one time I knew a club member so well, I literally loaned him some money to help his mother get her much needed medication. Now, I'm not saying I'd do that for everyone who joins my club. I'm sorry. Far from it. Instead, I want you to train up and take care of yourselves. That's the whole point of my club. And I want you to be an independent thinker and a powerful individual, not just a magician or witch or wizard or whatever hat you might wear, but also a devout individual. And that means by today's hive mind standards that we have to be outlaws to do this. Thus, the supervillain image makes some sense. Wouldn't you agree? Yes, well, hell, it's fun too. But why should I have all the fun? You're going to love my club and get all manner of goodies when you join. And if you're confused about content in the club or don't know where to find something, it's quite a big library, then you just type a message in the club messaging system and I will help you personally. You know, I'm the only person that you will ever have a need to speak with in the Verloc Insiders Club. So you get to talk to me personally in the club. Yeah, that's right. A guy who sat knee to knee with old Charles Cosimano and Joshua P. Warren and work really cool magic and you know, talk to some pretty great people out there. You get to talk to me, so it's going to be fun. You join my club, and we get to know each other. There's a lot of things that can happen. We even have projects in the club, but I'll get to that in a moment. You know, if you're not ready, however, to make any level of commitment to my club, I understand. Here's the alternative. You can always grab my VPG trio. That's right. I have a VPG trio. That means Verloc Practical Guides. These are ebooks, 3 ebooks that every magician should have. And in the trio, it includes my most popular 3 ebooks, which are The Metaphysics of Self-Mastery, also known as The Magic Rod, The Miraculous Prayer Board Guide, and of course, The Wondrous Wheel. All 3 of these ebooks are yours when you buy the VPG Trio. These ebooks are usually enough to get most interested people started in mind empowerment. And if you like my ebooks and you're a fan of my podcast, then you'll absolutely love my audiobooks. Every ebook and audiobook that I make is crafted with a sense of art and beauty held firmly in mind, so that you'll not only learn, but you will thoroughly enjoy the adventure. And the adventure is a path to the new you. Well, really the real you, I should say. But it kind of does feel like a new realization at first. You know, there's so much to share with my audience. I'm going to just explode here. So please come check out my content and get started enjoying yourself in the wondrous world of psionics magic. You know, it rocks. Of course, if you're already a seasoned Iridionics expert, you might want to pick up my printed copy of my psionic robot book. Yes, fully illustrated. And it rocks. Just go to verloc.com/shop and add it to your cart. You know, I'll ship your book usually the very next day, if not the same day, depending upon when the order comes in and what the availability is, usually the next day. Together, you know, if we do this, if we put our energy and our money and our focus into the right place, we can change the world. That's what the Miraculous Prayer Board is about. Have you heard about it? The Miraculous Prayer Board, you might have heard about it on Coast to Coast with Joshua P. Warren and George Norrie. It's a show that's called, I think the episode was called Manifesting Desires. So it's actually on YouTube, at least the first part of the show is on YouTube, where you can hear all about the Miraculous Prayer Board right from Joshua Warren himself. Wonderful instrument, so much great feedback on that instrument, and many outstanding and marvelous stories from people who have purchased and began using the Miraculous Prayer Board. So pull your energy out from the umbrella outlets and dive into psionics. You know, together we'll smash the Penguin's umbrella monopoly, because whether you realize it or not, you still have a choice to do this today, right now. Yes. Don't forget that if you have a question about my services or just want to say hello to your old favorite masked man, Mr. Verloc, go to my public contact page and send me a message, and I'll get right back to you at my earliest possible chance. So, thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc, your one place to come for super psionics and magic tech. Until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.